It's time to wake to sleep with the number one sleep authority, Sleep Science Today, and sleep better tonight.
Welcome to Sleep Science Today. I'm your host, Andrew Kolsky, and on this show, we talk about sleep and the science behind everything related to sleep. On this show today, we have a guest. Her name is Stephanie Brose. Stephanie is co-founder of Moonbird, which is a health tech startup active in the well-being space. Moonbird is the world's first handheld breath pacer and is all about making breath work accessible to let people live healthier and happier lives. The product is used to decrease stress, manage anxiety, and combat sleeping problems. Stephanie has a medical background, a PhD in pharmaceutical sciences, and a master in IP and data protection law. Before starting Moonbird, she worked in two other startup companies. When she discovered the effectiveness of breathing exercises to tackle her own sleeping issues, she submerged herself in the matter. So, Stephanie, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Andrew. I'm so happy to be here.
Yes, we have guests from all over the world, and I'm excited about that because sleep is a universal issue that we all struggle with sometimes.
Exactly.
So, so tell us your background. We talked technically about your background, but tell us, what is it that really led you into dealing with breath work and sleep issues? Give us the whole backstory here.
Yes, I'd love that. So first of all, indeed, I'm from Antwerp, so calling from the other side of the Atlantic. And I, as you mentioned in the introduction, so I have a medical background, and I think I've always been interested in, you know, what keeps us healthy, what makes us sick, and what we can do ourselves in a non-pharmacological way to keep ourselves healthy. So that sparked an interest in yoga and meditation already early on. I think it was almost 20 years ago that I started practicing yoga, then discovered meditation. And then I think it took me around 10 years before my path ultimately led me to breath work, which is very different from meditation. And I think that not a lot of people are really aware of this difference. And I'd love to explain that as well in a minute. But when I was doing my own PhD, I started to deal with a lot of sleeping issues in the context of insomnia. It took me sometimes 3 to 4 hours, and on bad nights, like more than 4 hours before I fell asleep. It was highly, it resulted from a lot of stress in that period. And that really, you know, were like a lot of things that came together. I was like, what can I do in order to help myself and my body to unwind, to calm down, to relax my nervous system? And so I turned to meditation in the beginning because that was, you know, what I knew that could help me relax. But I found that really, really difficult to keep my mind focused on literally nothing really exciting or right. That's the object of meditation, is just like keeping your focus on one reference point. And then ultimately I discovered breath work, which is kind of similar, but you know, you keep your attention on your breath, but you change your breathing pace. So for me, that was more interesting and it was easier to stick to it. Mm-hmm. And as a scientist, I also looked at the science behind breath work and what its impact was on the body, on the mind. And I was just baffled by how much evidence that there is on how this can help us relax ourselves. And so I started, diving into this more and more and just reading about it, experimenting with it myself. And I found it incredibly interesting to understand that we all possess a tool that can help us regulate our nervous system, but we never really understood how to use it. And so that's right. Really, you know, what my quest was.
Right, right. So, you know, breath work is used in many areas, helping people with anxiety and so many other areas. But like you said, a lot of people are not aware of it or don't know how to do it or even the science behind it. So I'd love to have you share with us a little bit of the science behind this. Like what is actually going on with breath work? And before we even answer that question, when you talk about breath work, maybe define for us, what is breath work?
Yeah. So breathwork for me, and there are lots of definitions, but I'll just explain it really easily, is the intentional or voluntary act of changing something around your breathing practice. That can be slowing down or increasing your breathing rate. It can also mean that you play with the length of the inhalation, exhalation, or breathing through your nose or your belly, the way your posture is, and so on. So all of these things together can make up a specific breathwork exercise, and they're parts of breathwork. But the part of doing it intentionally is important, because you can also speed up your breathing rate in an uncontrolled way. For example, when you're hyperventilating, but that's not breathwork, right? It's not intentionally changing a parameter of the breath. Mm-hmm. So that's more like the definition. And then, as I said, like, the science behind breathwork is quite easy to understand, in a sense that we all breathe. We usually just don't think too much about it. It's something that we do passively. When we actively or intentionally change one of these breathing parameters, we will influence our nervous system, more specifically the autonomic nervous system. So that's the part in our body that is beyond our control, right? It's like our heart rate, our pupils dilating, our digestion, and so on. All of these systems that happen autonomically in our body that we don't control. Well, breathwork is one of the only systems that we can control and that have an influence over this autonomic system. When we speed up our breathing rate, we'll shift into fight, flight, freeze mode. When we downregulate our breathing, we'll activate the parasympathetic nervous system or the rest and digest system. So breathwork is like the remote control of the nervous system and allows us to shift between different emotional, mental, mood states. And that's basically it. So just remember that breathwork is the remote control of the nervous system and can help you shift into different gears.
Interesting. Okay. So the goal for someone to calm their system is to slow and regulate the breathing?
Exactly. And so science shows that if you slow it down to around 6 breaths per minute, and our own research at Moonbirth shows that it's even a bit slower on average, 5.5 breaths per minute for an individual, will help you relax maximally. And so we can also show you that by measuring your heart rate variability, which is a metric of your vagal tone or parasympathetic activity. And so by slowing down your breath to around 6 breaths per minute, you'll increase your HRV, you'll increase your vagal tone.
Okay. So now that's slowing your breath. Is there a difference between shallow breaths versus deeper breaths? Does that cause any difference?
Yes, it does. And so shallow breaths, the difference between shallow and deep breathing is the volume of oxygen you inhale and the volume of carbon dioxide that you exhale. And if you breathe shallowly, rapidly, you'll exhale a lot of carbon dioxide. And it's not good for your system, because carbon dioxide is often viewed as a waste gas, but it's actually very important, because it determines the level of carbon dioxide in your blood, determines how easily you can deliver the oxygen from your red blood cells to your organs. And so if you mess up that balance of carbon dioxide, the oxygenation inside your organs becomes less efficient. So that's why the optimal breath is not too deep, but it's also not too shallow, because you need to get that right balance of carbon dioxide and oxygen in your body. Mm-hmm. So slow breathing does not equal deep breathing per se. That's important.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And, you know, I'll point something else out here just for the audience. You know, a lot of us have no reason to really think about our breathing much, so we just don't really explore it. But when you take the time to explore it, this is just a little exercise for you all listening to the show. If you take a breath in, a normal breath through your nose, most likely you're going to feel your upper chest fill with air and expand. If you take a breath in through your mouth instead of your nose, it's possible that you're going to feel your diaphragm, your lower chest, fill instead of your upper chest. At least that's how it works for me. I'm assuming it works similar for other people. And I never really paid any attention to that or realized that there's really these two different sections of your body that are impacted by breathing. Can you tell us any more about that? Like, what's going on there, or what's the difference, or where do we want to be focused when we're doing breath work?
Yeah, absolutely. So an easy way to remember what the optimal, you know, composure is for breathing is just think of a baby when it's like sleeping, lying on his back, and the baby is breathing through its nose, the mouth is closed, and their belly is going up and down very rhythmically. It's going fast because smaller animals, and so that this is true for humans as well, smaller creatures tend to have an increased breathing rate. But forget that. Just think of the nose and the belly moving. And that's how we were born. That's how we should breathe. But when we grow older, you know, we've got stress, we sit 8 hours in schools behind a desk and so on. And so we dislearn this optimal breathing pattern, and we start to shift to a more dysfunctional breathing pattern, or a lot of people do. And their shoulders of people are elevated. They shift to this like shallow, rapid breathing pattern, higher in the chest, which is less efficient. Because as you mentioned, the oxygen should go to the lower parts of the diaphragm, filling really the lower parts of the lungs where the alveoli are. And so gas exchange happens. And so you can, you can revert back to this optimal breathing pattern of the baby by indeed intentionally breathing through your belly, is what they call it, belly breathing. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. It's not really breathing in your belly, but just think of your belly filling like a balloon and then letting go of the balloon again. And so that swelling of the balloon tends to shift you to more natural and functional breathing pattern, just like the baby, as we were born to breathe, actually.
Right. Wow. So again, just for the audience, as Stephanie was describing this, I was just trying to breathe through my nose only, but change where I was breathing in my body. And I was able to do that. So you may want to try it yourself instead of, you know, there's the breathing in through your nose. And I'm not talking about, you know, anything other than just normal breathing, but whether you're feeling it in your upper chest or your lower chest, and you can actually shift that intentionally with your mind. That's really an interesting thing that we have the ability to do.
Yeah, absolutely. And so this is, it's relevant for everybody in general, which is, you know, why with Moonbird, we not only focus on sleep, but it's also very relevant for people with sleeping issues, because the number one thing that is keeping people awake at night is not just that they're tired, but it's often that their body is like in an alerted state. And that's, again, where, you know, the remote control comes in handy, because with that remote control, you can shift your mind and body to go in a more relaxed state of mind. And that helps you then to fall asleep easier. And so breath work in general is a very powerful tool, but it's also can be specifically powerful for people with sleeping issues who have a tendency of being in this like alerted state when they go to bed.
All right. So, you know, you obviously founded or co-founded the Moonbird company, which I want to talk about and explain what that is. But before we do that, why don't we stop and take a break? And we'll be back in just a minute on Sleep Science Today.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. The station that makes you feel good.
Be sure to visit sleepsciencetoday.com for access to all of our channels and special offers.
Sleep Science Today. And sleep better tonight.
All right. We are back on Sleep Science Today. We're talking with Stephanie Brose. She is co-founder of Moonbird, which is a health tech startup. And so, Stephanie, let's start off with, what is Moonbird?
So Moonbird is a handheld breathing coach that helps you to pace your breathing in a very easy and intuitive way. So for the people who are watching the show, so I'm holding the device in my hand right now. It has a bit the shape of an avocado. And there's a sensor in the device as well. And I'll come to that in a minute. You put your thumb on the sensor, you give the device a little shake, and it will start to expand and contract in the palm of your hand. It's like you're holding a little bird that's, you know, breathing for you. You feel that in the palm of your hand and you mimic that movement with your own breath. So when the bird expands, it signals you to breathe in and you expand. And when it contracts, you contract, you breathe out. And so it's a very intuitive way of practicing breath work because you do not need to look at a screen. You do not need to listen to an audio guide. You literally feel movement in your hand and you mimic that with your own body.
Mm-hmm. So let me just share, for those of you that are listening to this audio-wise, if you want to go and see the video and see what Stephanie is talking about and holding up, you can always visit us on our YouTube channel at Sleep Science Today, and you can see the video of this. But anyway, so all right, so you've got this device. Where did the idea of this come from? Why the tactile versus, you know, any of the other versions? Tell us sort of the backstory on that.
Yeah. So as I mentioned earlier, so I was having serious sleeping issues myself and I was experimenting with all these alternative techniques. I ultimately ended up with breath work. I was really convinced about the science behind breath work and started, you know, experimenting a lot with it myself. And I just noticed for myself, but also for other people, that the issue was not to... it was not that people didn't believe in the breathing exercises, but it was more that people find it hard to stick to them because you either have to count in and out for a number of seconds and, you know, really stick to that, or there are lots of apps available already and then you need to listen to these apps or grab your phone in the middle of the night, which obviously is something you don't want to do. And so we thought of what are different ways that we can guide people to practice breathing exercises. And ultimately, if it's not watching or listening to something, we ended up with the sense of touch. And yeah, it's this intuitive thought that we had, like a mom cradling a baby to sleep and the baby feeling that the mom is really calm, and just mimicking that emotion through the sense of touch was really what we wanted to embody in our device.
Yeah, and that's, you know, that's kind of what I was thinking about, too, is that whether you're thinking about a human baby, whether you're thinking about a pet, especially like a puppy or a kitten or something like that, the idea of comfort comes from being able to kind of nuzzle up to a comfortable thing, whether it be your mother, you know, or a comfortable plush animal or something like that. And then, you know, I'm sure some people have seen, they have these plush animals that have like a heartbeat or an expanding, you know, chest, and that really helps to calm. Even I've seen it for puppies and things. So that concept is really used in a lot of places.
Yeah, exactly. It's a lot of customers have told us that just holding the device in itself is almost comforting because it literally gives you something to hold on to. And that comforts people. And then on top of that, it's also the device itself is made from like a really soft silicone. So it has this like nice soft touch to it. So it's really nice to hold. And then while you're using it, it almost comes to life. And so it's just a very gentle way of practicing meditation and breathing exercises in itself.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, obviously one of the things we're talking about here is sleep, but I can certainly see you using that during the day. If you work in an office and you're sitting at a desk and you're just looking for that opportunity to kind of calm down a little bit, it works. I would assume it will work just as well there.
Yeah, absolutely. As I mentioned in the beginning, like we're the product is made by an insomniac for people with sleeping issues, but it's much broader than that. We see that on average, half of our customers deal with stress in general, and around 25% of them say that it's specifically used for sleeping issues. Obviously, there's like an overlap between all of these things because a lot of sleeping issues are triggered by anxiety or by stress. So yeah, it's a bit of a mixed bag of everything, but it's the underlying principles of slow breathing triggering the parasympathetic nervous system. It can help for everybody who has like a dysregulated nervous system, not only sleep. Absolutely. Yeah. We have people like using the product as well in a dentist office, right? Before they go to the doctor, people with a fear of flying, using it in an airplane. Some people have it in their purse because they might, you know, have a bit anxiety to go to the supermarket. So it's so widely used. It's also very discreet and compact. You can just hold it in your hand and it really nicely fits, you know, the palm of your hand. So that allows you to really use it everywhere, even if you're on the bus or on the subway or something.
So, you know, I never thought about it in like the dentist chair or anything like that, but I can see how even if you're just laying there getting your teeth cleaned and you're holding this, that can help to really kind of regulate the system. Have you had the opportunity to do any studies on the device?
Yes. So we're not a medical device, so it's not like a mandatory requirement for us to do a lot of scientific research. Obviously, I come from a research background, so I find it important to make sure that we can back up whatever we are doing. And so from the onset, we have reached out to clinicians, to subsidies, to research projects and grants here in Europe. And we were lucky enough to be selected for a number of them. And so right now we have 5 published papers in all of these use cases that I just mentioned earlier. So whether it's anxiety in students, whether it's stress in general, or sleep specific, we have done a bunch of research studies. And so important or relevant, I think, for the sleep context here is that we've done one study where around 40 individuals used the device for 1 month, and we did a pre and post test where we surveyed their insomnia severity. And we noticed that on average, users reported that their sleep quality went up by 37% on average after just using the device for 4 weeks. They fell asleep around 30% faster, and they felt around 25% more refreshed during the day because they slept better and longer and so on. So their overall sleep score improved a lot and significantly, which obviously is very nice for us to see. I do have to mention that this is all subjective, right? So people just filling in questionnaires, but that means the world to me. And this is our own study, but it confirms other scientific research previously done in the same context. So it's not that we are reinventing something here. It's more confirming of earlier scientific studies. And then we did a second study as well with a elite football team, the ladies here in Belgium, the Red Flames. And they were a Whoop device. So we were able to objectively also measure how much they slept. And there we also saw that they slept around more than half an hour longer on average when they were using Moonbird versus on nights where they were not using Moonbird. So over and over, confirming, you know, that people are sleeping longer, deeper, better. Yeah. So that's really nice.
Wow. So explain this to me then. So because this is something that I'm going to be holding in my hand, I can understand when I'm consciously, you know, recognizing that I'm holding it, I'm consciously aware of the movement in and out in my hand. Is it designed then to help me get to sleep? Because I would assume once I fall asleep, it's probably going to roll out of my hand because my hand's going to relax. So is that how it's designed?
Yes, exactly. So you just use it as part of a pre-bed routine before you go to bed. You breathe with it and then, you know, you can let it go and you fall asleep. Either you intentionally, at least that's how it goes for me, either you intentionally, like, you feel that you're really getting, you know, in this pre-sleep state and I put it on my nightstand, or sometimes I really fall asleep with it and I just let go of it. But it facilitates earlier sleep onset. So that explains the longer sleep duration. Mm-hmm. But because you're shifting into this relaxed state of mind, it also allows your body to shift into a deeper sleep. And that probably explains why people report a subjective sleep improvement. As I said, that's a subjective sleep improvement. Sleep quality we cannot measure in some other way. But people who use the device report, on average, almost 40% higher sleep quality. And that's because, you know, you let go of worries, you let go of thoughts, and so you tend to get into this more deeper state of sleep.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, in doing the work that you've done and doing the studies you did, I don't know if you've had the opportunity to really speak to any of the users in depth, but if you did, I'm curious, do you have sort of a favorite story that really exemplifies someone who is testing the product or using the product, and they've never seen it before, never dealt with it before, and then they use it and something happens for them? Do you have any stories that people have shared with you?
Oh, there are plenty. So we also have a device for kids, and there I love when parents share with us that, you know, they have such a bad time in their family because of all the stress that is triggered because the kids don't want to go to bed and they're waking up at night and coming to their bed and so on. And so using the product for kids in families often gives us stories of like, this finally gave us like a calm evening routine. Finally going to bed is not a nightmare anymore. Like they can self-regulate. Like I do not need to sit beside their bed for an hour. Like they can just go to bed on their own, grab the device, breathe with it and so on. We have other stories of people, you know, it sometimes happens that people, and I think it's funny, it happened like maybe 5 times ever, but that we got like this message on customer support of people saying, I'm leaving on holiday and, you know, something bad happened. I can't find my device, or it ended up in the washing machine and it's broken or whatever. But I cannot go on a holiday without my device. Like, can I come to your office today? Like, I'll drive over from the Netherlands to Antwerp, which is like a 2 to 3 hours drive, just to pick up another device, because I really want to make sure that I have my device with me when I go on holiday. Then there was also, it's a bit of a sad story, but there once was a lady who wrote to us on customer support, and she informed us that her husband died. And she said, I lost the ground beneath my feet, but my Moonbird right now is my support. It's literally what I hold on to every moment during the day, and I breathe with it and it calms me down. So she was like, thank you for creating this device, because it's everything for me right now. So those kind of stories are, yeah, it's then you really feel that you're making an impact on people's lives.
Right. Wow. that must be nice to hear when people share that with you. So you know, because you're in Antwerp, the device itself, is it available worldwide? Is it available only in a European market? Where is it available?
It is available in the US. So we have local stock in the United States as well. We actually, Andrew and I, we met at a conference in the United States as well. So we're heavily focused on the US market right now. I'm flying over every other month almost. So you can definitely find the product on Amazon or on our own web shop. It's available. It's available as well in all European countries. So we're trying to be quite international and expanding.
Great. All right. Well, we're at a spot where we need to take our next commercial break. So let's do that. And when we come back, I'm going to talk about, you mentioned you have something that you use with kids. So I want to talk about that and sort of the future of where we're heading with all of this work. So we'll be back in just a minute on Sleep Science Today.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Be sure to visit sleepsciencetoday.com for access to all of our channels and special offers.
Sleep Science Today. And sleep better tonight.
Okay, we're back on Sleep Science Today. We're talking about Moonbird. And you mentioned that you have a product for kids. Is that the same product, smaller size, or is it a different product?
It's a similar product, but it's different in the sense that we did a lot of user research with parents and with kids to ask them questions about the essential features of the device and removing everything that was non-essential. And so the basic idea of the product is the same. It's it has a part of the device that expands and contracts and that you hold in your hand and you feel that movement and you mimic that with your breath. But the internal mechanism is different. So Moonbird has like a motor that rotates wings and that pushes the wings outside and inward. Where for the Moonbuddy, it's like an airbag that inflates and deflates. It's like a small cushion. We also shape the product differently. So it has a cute and fun silicone cover that you can take off the device and you can put it on. For the people who are watching, I'm showing it right now. And so you can swap these covers and you can change the animal. We have two. We have like a bird and a bear. So it's like it's really designed for children as well. And then the adult's version has this sensor, which allows us to collect data as well while you're doing an exercise. So you can see the direct feedback of the exercise on your body and see that you're, you know, track your progress, see that you're improving over time and so on. It allows you to, with an app, customize the breathing pace, the duration, and so on. And so for the Moonbuddy for kids, you don't have these options. There are like four breathing rhythms programmed on the device, which you just change with the click of a button. And it's just set at 6 minutes because that's on average how long kids can focus with a device. After that, it for like the smaller ones becomes a bit difficult. So yeah, we did a lot of research with parents and with children, and we said we're going to remove the biofeedback sensor, we're going to remove the application, we're just going to make it very easy, four breathing rhythms, one set duration, and then just a cute shape, and then a different mechanism inside, which is a bit cheaper to manufacture. So there is a difference in price point as well between the two products.
I see. And when you say kids, roughly what age range would this be appropriate for?
We say it depends a little bit on the cognitive level of your child. And in general, the moment that they start to understand this concept of this device is breathing and you need to breathe along with it is the moment that you can use the product with them. But we would recommend anywhere from starting the age of 5 to until 12 years old. Around 12 years old, we notice that children say that they're not that childish anymore, and then they navigate more towards the older variant. But we also have some adults that really love the cute shape of the Moonbuddy, and they love using this device. So it depends a little bit.
Wow. Okay. So, and I'm assuming that the kids' version is easily washable?
Yes, both of them actually are, but the kids' version especially, yes, because you can take this cover off, so that makes it really easy to like buy a new one or buy a different cover.
Totally out of curiosity, what happens if you find that your kid has taken it in the bath? Well, is it waterproof or no?
So it is water resistant, which means that it can sustain splashes and these kind of things. But we do not recommend using it in a bath. But if that would happen, it might break. That's the only thing. We have had people, as I said, putting it in a washing machine, and we've had other people saying that it fell in the bathtub and it still worked. But that's like it's not designed to take it in the bath with you.
Right. I just, you know, kids will do all sorts of things before you even realize they've done it.
Yeah, exactly.
So, all right. So, as we, you know, do more and more work in general with sleep and people become more aware of the things they can do to improve their sleep, certainly breath work is obviously one of those. What do you see as sort of trends as we look forward?
Well, obviously, we're all collecting a lot more data. And I think it was like a survey of ResMed that said around 40% of adult population has a wearable now, detecting their sleep quality and, you know, stress metrics and these kind of things. And so I think I'm actually on one side very excited about the opportunities that this brings, because we're much more aware of certain evolutions and states of our body and our mind. And so we with Moonbird, we're also looking at those trends of personalization and how we can do something with that. And so one thing we noticed, as I mentioned earlier, is that an optimal slow breathing pace for an adult is around 6 breaths per minute. But one thing we notice is that you can even optimize this further. And actually, a breathing pace is very personal. It's like a fingerprint. And so everybody has their own resonance frequency. And so when we measure your pulse during a session when you're breathing with the Moonbird, we can in real time understand how your body is reacting to breathing exercises and adapt the breathing rate to an optimal breathing rate for you. So this is something that we're really excited about, is this whole concept of personalization and also, you know, using that and implementing that in breath work. But on the other hand, I'm always a bit, you know, hesitant about overusage of data as well, because that's something that I just noticed myself, is when, you know, my wearables are telling me that I haven't slept really good, but I felt that I slept fine. So it's like a bit of, it's a difficult relationship, hate or love relationship with, you know, data in general that I have. But it's nice to see that things are moving in that direction.
Right. So just for my own clarification then, so the Moonbird device for adults, you said it ties to an app. And so the user is the one who's setting the settings on the app. The device itself, at least right now, is not sort of self-setting. In other words, it's not listening to my breathing and then adjusting itself. It's just doing what I've told it to do. Is that right?
So it was like that until a couple weeks ago. And now we released a new application and it allows you to select between both modes. So either you set the your own breathing pace to whatever you like, or you can select one of the preset exercises that we have preset for you, like box breathing or 4-7-8 breathing, or 4 seconds in, 6 seconds out with a longer exhalation. Or you can select a mode that we will optimize your breathing pattern based on your physiology in real time. That's newly released. You can try that for like 7 days for free, and then that's a premium feature. But that's exactly what I said. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. I didn't realize that it's designed to do that now. That's wonderful. So if there's someone who is listening to this and they're saying to themselves, well, you know, I've tried breath work before and it never really helped my sleep. What do you think is going on there?
There might be a couple things. So first of all, I think it's important to mention that I'm not going to say that or pretend that breath work is the solution for everyone. I don't think that there is like a magic pill or button that exists that fits everybody. Mm-hmm. Everybody has to find out, you know, what their own preferences are in terms of relaxation. It's like some people like to take a hot bath before they go to sleep. Some people want to go for a late night run. If I go for a late night run, my system is completely wind up and I can't sleep anymore, right? So it's very different from person to person. And I feel that in general, you have to be open to these alternative techniques like meditation and breath work. If that's not the case, then, you know, you can go for something else. There are plenty of other things that you can do to unwind before going to bed. But if you're hesitant or you are open for it, I would definitely, you know, give it a go, because it is a scientifically proven way to relax your mind and body. If you still find it difficult to practice these kind of techniques before going to bed, using a tool like Moonbird might be exactly what you're missing, because it can be very hard to stick to counting, you know, on your own. It's just, it is difficult. Often your worries are so strong in the night that you can't keep your focus on the breath yourself. And so then having this external breath pacer who gives you the pace really helps you to keep your focus in these breathing exercises. So it's specifically designed for those people who have struggled with implementing breathing techniques in the past, who are open to this concept, but need a little bit of extra help in sticking with this.
Yeah, and that's kind of what I was thinking because, you know, if I'm talking with a patient and they tell me, you know, oh, I've tried X, Y, or Z, oftentimes that gets tied in with, well, they thought about doing this thing, but then they had such anxiety about their insomnia or whatever their issue was that they weren't able to focus. And then they never really truly got to try the exercise because their mind shifted. And I'm thinking by having a physical tool in your hand, it can really help to increase that focus and help you to, you know, stay on the actual technique, you know, because I'm not aware of any other, you know, other than telling people to think about something or listen to something. Like you said, this is the first thing that I'm seeing where you can actually feel the sensation of that breath work.
Exactly. Exactly. That's 100% why we built it in that form factor. And, you know, feeling is a lot less cognitively demanding than listening or looking at something. It, when I can't fall asleep and I need to watch something, my brain is active. I'm waking myself up. Same with listening. When I was practicing like meditation exercises with Headspace and Calm, I was listening to something and I couldn't fall asleep as a consequence of that. So the sense of touch is a very subtle way of gentle way of communicating information and guiding someone to practice breath work. And for a lot of people, it just works.
Right, right. Well, okay. So you told us that it's available. I think you said it's available on Amazon and your own website. What is your website address?
www.moonbird.life.
Okay. So that's important to know. Moonbird.life, not moonbird.com, because in the U.S., we just so naturally put in .com after everything. So they can order it directly from you or from Amazon.
Yes, correct.
Great, great. Okay, so we are at the end of our time here. So I'm going to give you the opportunity for sort of last summarizing comments. What is the most important thing from this whole show that you think the audience should take away?
Well, I would really like to invite people who haven't tried breath work before, and if you struggle with sleeping issues, to give it a go, because it is very powerful and it's not something that we're claiming. It's just a general phenomenon or general thing. And if you struggle or have struggled with this in the past, you can always, you know, try Moonbird. We have a 30-day trial period as well on our website. So you can just try that, give it a go, and who knows, it might really help you, like 100,000 people in the world who are already using the device.
Great, great. Well, I want to thank you. This is Stephanie Brose. I want to thank you for joining us today and talking about breath work, very important topic for those of us trying to improve our sleep. I'm your host, Andrew Kolsky. This has been Sleep Science Today. And don't forget to visit us on our website, sleepsciencetoday.com. And you can find access to our YouTube channel, all of our other radio shows, and additional information. For now, we will see you on our next show. We have a new show every week. Thank you for joining us. And Stephanie, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Andrew. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You have been listening to Sleep Science Today, your number one sleep authority.
Sleep Science Today.